Hello, everybody. This is Dear Leader, sitting in the studio alone for this bonus episode because I want to have a conversation with you directly, and I'm going to try and make this short. Just did a 30-minute version of this, and I just was like, you know, you're just rambling now, and you're repeating yourself, which I do sometimes. You know that. I want to say thank you. First and foremost, to you guys. First, for not massively canceling your subscriptions and unsubscribing from the podcast and not listening anymore, like I expected a couple weeks ago. One of the pitfalls of being the child of an alcoholic, although that person, please don't tell them I said that. They don't like when I say that. Is that I catastrophize. So the sky didn't fall. In fact, something else happened. It was, you know, as one friend, two friends exited the picture, another one entered the picture, and that was really this audience. And I have never felt, more connection with this audience than ever before. And I wanted to say thank you for that. And I want to develop this relationship more. I think partly by doing that, just addressing you alone sometimes and talking to you directly and thanking you. Because there's two types of broadcasting, okay? There's the Ryan Seacrest type of broadcasting where you get up there in front of a microphone and you're a presenter and you present the information and you're like a pretty robot. And at the end of the show, everyone says, wow, that was very nice. And I had a couple laughs, but it's not very memorable, right? Like, think of a time that you really were impressed by Ryan Seacrest or that you felt a connection to Ryan Seacrest. I have always wanted to and will always try to achieve the other type of broadcasting because that's what's much more attractive to me. When I was 8 years old, I remember listening to War of the Worlds on my front lawn on the local local NPR station. And although it wasn't this developed of a thought, it was basically, wow, this scared me to death and this medium just had the power to terrify an 8-year-old 75 years in the future. And I've always loved talk radio. When Rush Limbaugh got caught with the pill stuff, I remember writing Rush a note and just saying, you know, Rush, I want to thank you for being the background to so much of my childhood. And I hope that you're doing well. And I want you to know that I'm praying for you. Obviously, never got a response. Wouldn't expect that. I'm sure I was one of hundreds of thousands of people that sent him a similar note. And having gone through the experience of kind of opening up to you guys about everything that happened and then having dozens of you write me notes, I can tell you that I tried to reply to everybody, and hopefully when you wrote me, I replied in a way that made you feel appreciated, because you will never know how much that meant to me the last 2 weeks. And how humbling it is to have built something that people connect to and to have one person say, I look up to you, it was both frightening to me and humbling and just a lot. And it's a great thing. And I guess, again, it's sort of weird to build something where you want to influence people and then being surprised by influence that you have. But it really kind of made me reflect on where we're at as a show and who I am as a person. Much more about my personal actions than where we're at as a show. Like, to be honest, I feel like the show's very good. I'm very comfortable with where we're at. I'm very happy with where we're going. When I say there's going to be changes, I don't want to freak people out, but I do want to kind of just explain some of those changes, because based on the last 2 weeks, I'm going to start treating you like I treat my friends. I'm going to be upfront and honest about changes that are going on, and make sure that you're not surprised, and keep you in the loop. And, you know, when I'm going to make a significant change to some of the branding, and when Harry was here yesterday, I said, hey, I'm going to do this thing, and I want you to know this is why I'm doing it. It's not because of anything that this, this, and this. He said, I appreciate the heads up. I just think that's important, and if we as friends, you and I, the listener, are going to have a relationship, I need to be even more open and honest with you, because that's the second type of broadcasting. That openness, that authenticity, that showing parts of yourself to an audience, not sexually, like, that's important. And I grew up listening to the Bob and Tom Show, and the Bob and Tom Show is where I work now. I don't mention that because they don't like to be associated with politics, because that's not their bag, and I totally get it. And I'm very respectful of the, not only the paycheck that they give me, but also the mentoring and the support that I get from that job. I mean, they're just, it's been such a huge blessing, and it's been a dream of mine since I was a child to work there. And it's been a great. So I try not to mention them on this show out of respect to them. But it is a show where four people are sitting in a room having conversation and having fun. And you feel very invested in who those people are. And in 2006, I discovered the Howard Stern Show and Bubba the Love Sponge, the Dear Leader character. Some of that comes from Bubba the Love Sponge. And his Serious Days, and the Howard Stern Show is just an such an artful show, and I love the way that they that Howard is just completely open and honest and transparent, and like you feel like you know him, and the people on the show are friends of yours, and that's the great thing about radio and podcasting, is that it's just right in your ear. There's no filter between you and me. Like, I'm just right in your head right now as you're at work or driving or mowing the lawn or like doing chores. Like, it's just you and me having a conversation. It's just the most intimate, beautiful piece of communication that we have available to us. And it's just always something that I wanted to do. And the growth of We Are Libertarians from a hobby that I was doing as a hobby because I wanted to do it into something that is now bigger than myself is exciting, and I'm going to make mistakes at this because I'm doing this for the first time and I'm doing it in front of you guys, and I'm about to become a first-time business owner as I turn this into a business. I will tell you that I have a good sense of what to do most of the time, but sometimes I'm experimenting at some of this stuff and I just fuck up. And I tried, and We Are Libertarians has kind of been my experimentation ground when, like, because if I do it at work, like, lots of people, millions of people are watching that online, and not millions are watching it at We Are Libertarians. And so the freedom to experiment is kind of lessened here now because it's grown, and that is great. You guys expect consistency now as opposed to experimentation. That's cool. I like that because that's a significant change in how I approach this. And it tells me that this is something that is going to be a media company. And that is my goal here, is to turn this into the next Vice or the next Young Turks or the next Blaze or the next HuffPo, because that's where I eventually want this to end up. I want We Are Libertarians and the libertarian analysis of news and explaining the news to be something that is a destination for people who are trying to figure out what libertarians believe. And that has always been my goal, and that's where I differ from other libertarian media outlets where they're trying to tell you what libertarians think about X, or here's the libertarian philosophy on X. What we're trying to do is, let me explain what happened with Harvey Weinstein and Me Too or Bob Corker, and here's how libertarians feel about it. And I think that's a very different proposition. And in there, we're trying to have fun while we're doing it. And I think in 2017, I tried too hard to make this more Howard Stern and less Meet the Press. Because when I explain the show, I've always said it's like Howard Stern meets Meet the Press. And I think that was a mistake. And I think that I have gone through something that a lot of American men have gone through since Trump got elected. When Trump won, it's like it flipped a switch in a lot of us where we felt the license to kind of like beat our chest a little bit and stop apologizing for being men and started to engage in behavior that was less than becoming. And I am certainly guilty of that. And that's part of why I wanted to have this direct conversation with you. It's part confession, because as I've gone through this tough time over the last couple weeks, I've had to do a lot of self-reflection, and anytime something like this happens that's a little traumatic, you sit there and you go, well, what did I contribute to this, and what could I have done differently, and how can I be a better person moving forward? At least that's what I do, and because I'm constantly trying to improve myself, because I think that is part of what libertarians need to do, because you cannot have a libertarian society if the individual is not trying to improve not only their economic situation, but also their internal and emotional and mental situation, their physical situation. A libertarian society demands that individuals reach their peak potential. And because if you don't, you're not going to survive. And I think that that is just part of our core values, is that spirit of self-improvement. And so as I've really sat and thought over the last couple weeks, I think I adopted too many traits of Donald Trump. In the effort to be entertaining to you. And that led to a crudeness and a crassness in the show. And I don't think that that was a good idea. And I don't think that that was my best behavior. And I don't think that I want to do that anymore. In fact, I know I don't. And it's not my retirement for memes and shitposting, but pretty close to it. Those things have their place in society, I'm sure. And obviously, you know, people like James Neese are still going to be on the show, and Tanner, and we're still going to have fun. We're still going to be authentic, and we're still going to be the people that you know we are. But I think for me personally, I want to make sure that my values are accurately reflected. And I don't think I did that. And I think I need to apologize to you and say I'm sorry that I wasn't focusing on the business of this show, which is creating libertarians, doing news analysis, talking libertarian philosophy. And I focused too much on the hijinks. That was my decision. That has nothing to do, you know, obviously some people want to go, well, you know, the show's different and it's cleaner. And that person's gone. Has nothing to do with Greg. Greg was actually somebody that cautioned me on that road repeatedly. And I didn't listen. I think 2017 was the year of petty for me, and there's a couple reasons. I think it is that after 3 years of divorce recovery, I was feeling myself a little bit. I was finally feeling good about myself for the first time, and I you know, wanted to just be confident and strut, and for the first time in my life. Because 2017 is the first time in my 34 years that I felt like I liked myself. Like, I don't know what, I know many of you probably understand what it's like to live with anxiety and depression and low self-esteem. And I've done so much work over 3 years that this was the first year that I wasn't struggling with that. And so what does confidence and a healthy self-worth look like? Well, I don't know. Nobody taught me that. And so I did what I thought was what I just was going for, like this false sense of self-esteem and masculinity that I just don't think is real masculinity and real confidence. And I think I was really humbled through a lot of the last couple weeks because I just kind of went, you know, like Donald Trump's not a role model for people. And I'm not saying he was a role model for me, but I think that there's something that happened in his election that gave me license. And I went from the philosophy as if I'm going to treat other people the way I would like to be treated to the philosophy of I'm going to treat people the way they treat me. And man, is that a different way to live. And that is a different philosophy completely. And that is an unhealthy philosophy because the way I want to be treated is with openness and respect and love and kindness and grace and gentleness. And the way that people treat me is with pettiness and revenge and cowardice and like and just nastiness. And if you're living your life to treat others the way they treat you, well, you eventually become like a shitty person. And it just isn't a fun way to be. And I think that that kind of has been reflected in the show. And I'm sorry. And when one person, only one person, needs to send me a note and say, I look up to you, or you're an inspiration, well, that changes it for me, because then I'm somebody that people are listening to, and my behavior gives them license. And how can I stand up and say Donald Trump is a degenerate if I'm behaving in ways that are not only the way he behaves, but also incongruent with my Christian faith and my libertarian beliefs? And so I think I've learned a lot over the last week or two about character. And I don't think that I am somebody who is without character. I don't think that I'm somebody that there was an incident in the group last night where I was accused of being a liar and a misogynist and a homophobe and I treat people terribly. And that's just not true. Like, I know the truth about myself. And like, I treat people by and large with love and respect. But when I turn on these microphones, I try to be outrageous. And I don't want to do that anymore. And I don't want to be crass and crude. Doesn't mean that you're not going to hear curse words. It doesn't mean that you're not going to hear the realities of the human existence. And that includes sex and other things. We're going to have those conversations still. And I'm going to allow my other co-hosts to be themselves. But I think you're not going to miss from me the C word or crafting content that talks about stepsister porn or things like that. Like, I just don't, I don't want to be a bad example for people. And if you are giving us money as a subscriber because you like hearing me say the C word, and then I just want to warn you. But moving forward, we're going to, I had a conversation with a friend at work who knows more about radio than any human alive and has been a great mentor to many in the business. And he said, I've listened to your show. It's really good. You know, and I picked the show based on the title, and I tuned in because I wanted to hear the libertarian thought on this subject. And I got 30 minutes of you guys talking about you. And I feel like you broke your promise to me. And when you break your promise to an audience, they don't come back. And so you should probably like put that 20 minutes at the end or sprinkle it throughout, but get right into talking about, you know, headlines or the current issues of the day or the topic or whatever. Do your introductions by all means, but make sure that you're, you know, not getting people into the show and then immediately like breaking your promise to them. And I thought that was really smart. And I had that conversation about a month or two ago, and I've been kind of toying with the idea of that. And I think now's the time to make that change in the show. And that's really those are the two changes that when I talk about, we're going to evolve the product a little bit. That's what I'm talking about. You know, you're still going to get the personalities. You're still going to get raw and authentic conversation. You're still going to get me and me sharing with you parts of my life. Hence this, because it's nerve-wracking to me to stand up and say, like, we're doing less shitposting as a brand and me as a person. Because I know a lot of you are here for that. And I just got to be honest, like, I just think that in some of the ways that I've behaved are just, I don't feel good about myself when I go to bed at night. And I don't want to do that anymore. So I'm not going to do that. And if it costs me listeners, if it costs me subscribers, I don't care. Because I'm going to start sitting behind this microphone and sharing with you my values. And my values are treating human beings like human beings and treating people with love and respect. And that is the foundation of a libertarian society. And how can we apply that to the issues of the day? How can we see Democrats and liberals and Republicans and conservatives as human beings? And how can we have a conversation with them that might get them to come to our side? I had lunch with somebody who writes for the Huffington Post on Monday. And by the end of the lunch, I think with three more lunches, I could convince her to be a libertarian, because I talked about what we agree on, which are human values, human rights, the respect that we should have for each other. And I asked her what her version of America means. And then I told her what America means to me. And then we found that we agreed on 2/3 of things. And when I sit down with Republicans, I agree on 3/4 of things. And so we're all much closer than we believe we are, but we're not having conversations that are healthy or conducive to figuring out that, like, a liberal is a human being. They just have different beliefs than you. So what do they believe? Let's have a conversation about that. Let's find where we agree, and then the rightness of our ideas will convince them to become libertarians. And I can't do that if I'm starting the show with Aunt Donna moments. So I just think I need to be more consistent and have more integrity. And integrity means you're integrating every part of your identity into all of your being. And I'm going to be doing more of that. So this is mostly just to get you updated that you're going to hear less crudeness, less cursing, and more stories, more headlines, more philosophy, and more conversation that other people are people, and we're not going to throw them out of helicopters. So that's just where I'm at. It's been a lot of talking and thinking the last couple weeks about this show, and I've never been more excited to do this show. I can't lie and say that there weren't parts where I was just like, am I going to have to give this up? Like, you know, because when you put yourself out there's something called the imposter syndrome. It's like everybody's going to figure out what a fraud you are. And everybody who does anything creative feels that. Like, I'm not a good comedian. When are they going to realize it? I'm not a good political commentator. When are they going to realize it? I'm not a good husband. When are they going to realize it? You know, like, I'm not a good accountant. When are they going to realize it? The imposter syndrome is very real. And I was worried you all would realize that I'm bluffing at a lot of this. And instead of just be honest about it, like, I really don't know how to run a business. I've really never grown a media company before. I'm going to make mistakes with friends, and they're going to make mistakes with me, and we're going to have arguments. I'm going to change my beliefs over time. That's just the human experience. And so much of what We Are Libertarians is about is capturing the human experience and telling the experience of human beings over the course of history in this moment, what it means to be not only a libertarian, but a human being. And how can we have a more perfect society? And how can we have better lives? And I think to do that, I've got to have more consistent values in what I'm displaying here. So that's what we're going to do. And I hope that you're on board. And I hope that we will continue this conversation that we really have begun over the last month. I've really enjoyed it. I love that you guys are in the Facebook groups. I love the Discord. I love that, you know, I hope that you guys will use the WAL news hashtag so I can see what stories you're interested in and you're talking about. Personal communications, sending me emails, sending me messages are great. I want you to know that I'm getting more and more of those, and it becomes a time issue for me. I read every single one. And if I don't respond, or if I respond in a way that you feel is like I'm blowing you off, I'm not. I promise you. I deeply appreciate every time anybody takes any moment out of their day to write me. And I know all of our contributors feel the same way. Any time that you give to this, I am grateful for it. And I want you to be part of this community because I want you to meet friends. And I want you to meet other people who think like we do. And you getting engaged is just a great privilege for me, and I hope that it becomes a great privilege for you. And with that, I will just say thank you, and I appreciate you, and I cannot wait to come and talk to you tomorrow.